And it's funny, you look at the top five, and everybody on there, you go, yep, 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 yep. What's that? Sam Bennett, an amateur.
Oh, yeah.
Is that five under? He hits the ball long.
Yeah.
Really long.
He's okay, as I look at this, and he's in with Scheffler and Spieth's group. No, take that wrong. Different page. But if you click on all the different names, there's these wonderful photos, and it's just some picture art, American flag picture art for Sam Bennett.
Yeah.
So
he's an amateur.
Well, good for
him. He can't be on
him.
There. Yeah. So I,
wow.
Except for Kevin Na retiring after nine holes, I had a really good day with all my picks. If these scores stay, I had a really good day. But
what, did you have Kevin Na on something?
Yeah, I had Kevin. I had Kevin Na on my live grouping. So I had Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka. Oh my gosh, Kevin Na, and I had one more. Who was my?
Yeah, Kevin Na was not having a good day. We had some double bogeys, other bogeys. Dropped out on illness. Will Zalatoris
withdrew. My other was Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson was plus +5 today.
Yeah,
he did not have. That's the only guy that I had that didn't play well today.
Yeah,
so. Pretty cool. I love watching the Masters.
Well, Bryson DeChambeau is tied with Tiger at +2 and tied for 54th place.
Yep, that'll be. And today, what Tiger said during in between Maggie and Pearl and our show.
Yep.
Today was the day to score, and I didn't score, so it's not going to be fun. Tomorrow's going to be cooler, rainy.
Weather's coming in. Yeah.
Saturday, the high is supposed to be 52. They're playing at 80 degrees today.
Mm-hmm.
golfers like to play when it's warm.
Exactly. I've got that nice little 76 to 82 is where
that's
I like it.
Perfect.
That's too cold.
Perfect. That's a little chilly. I got a lot of good feedback today from some people that listened to the show yesterday. They love listening to Randy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, just you don't have to ask a lot of questions during. I mean, you just gotta.
No, he's definitely a light the fuse and go type of guy.
Yeah, and it was. I thought it was a really good show yesterday, so pretty excited about that. No weather, so we weren't getting interrupted, which was kind of cool. You mentioned something that I was going to mention, so I'll give us both that. So we are the women's championship game was on Sunday. We're now on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
If I think Angel Reese has everybody in the country on her side, if she would have stopped on Tuesday, but she carried on Wednesday, she carried on Thursday.
Okay,
she can't stop.
But she has the platform. Therefore, she is allowed to say what she's going to say. Now, and what we talked about when I first walked in about this, she knows she's not winning every vote. Okay, but she's winning. She's addressing and getting reactions from the people she wants to get reactions from.
Right.
I read that out loud to you. She does not want an apology from the First Lady.
Right.
And okay? What you said.
And that's a problem because the First Lady is on her side.
I
mean, she's picking a fight with somebody she needs in her corner.
But that's it. But we don't have to pick sides on this. And that's what I loved about Iowa's reaction is we are not going to put fuel on this fire. We're not to acknowledge that it is even a fire.
Nope.
We are going to, congratulations, you did what you needed to do. You won the game. You're champion. There you go. Right over there is a spotlight. Enjoy it.
Right. You're a sophomore. You got two more years. Come on, man. Just be talking. Hey, just think how good we're going to be next year. I'm going to lead this group. We're going to come back and we're going to win again. You guys are going to have to deal with me. Throw the keys down, I'm out. And she would be way, way ahead.
Do you know what that surprised me about this whole conversation with the women's college basketball game as it is? There's more talk about people going, all right, if they're losing this piece, I could be that piece for Lisa Bluter.
Yeah.
It's whether inadvertently people are, hey, this person's going into the portal. And then at Lisa Bluter on Twitter or whatever, you know, and trying to help. Obviously, they know what they need, and they've already got a plan in place.
Right.
But it's the idea of people going, look, I think we've hit our glass ceiling here. I think I can add something and be a part of something to become national right. champions. That it's that talk is there.
And even if this group that made it to the Final Four this year, even if that whole entire group with Monica and with Warnock coming back,
if they would have been coming back, right?
I wouldn't have picked them in the top 10. I would have picked them in the top 10, but I wouldn't have picked them in the top 4 in the country.
Right.
I mean, they caught lightning in a bottle. It was working.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I agree with that.
And so now I'm taking a step back and I'm going, okay, so what did I learn from the last 5 games in the last 5 games in the Big 10? Sorry.
Okay.
The last 5 games in the Big 10 and the NCAA tournament if I'm an opponent of the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I'm like, you almost have to see, I think what the Big 10 teams were trying to do, we have to hold her under 20 points and make other people do that. And then when other people started hitting open shots, I think the Iowa Hawkeye women's season turned when Gabby Marshall started hitting threes. Mm-hmm. She went from shooting 22% to shooting 48%.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that she was the difference was they're like, okay, we can't let Caitlin get this, so we're going to make the other people do that. And they forgot, okay, so yes, then Gabby hits a three and Katie hits a three and all this. Okay, and then we kind of play a little different. And then
now we open up and try to guard the three. And whoop, there's the assist to the inside.
Monica.
Come on, and boom.
Or Caitlin just goes, okay, now it's just they only have one person on me. Right, so I can score 20 points in the fourth quarter and they end up losing. These teams ended up losing.
Right.
I am a firm believer, even though I agree totally with you, that not having Monica there, that's 18 points a game. That's nine passes that get in there. They're going to be much faster, much quicker, and more spread out. So more people should get open shots. They just have to keep hitting those shots.
Well, and the thing is what we saw is Monica and Caitlin have been together for so long
right.
that the sheer lightning passes that are going through keyholes, for Pete's sakes, and then no dribble shot, that we saw some of those exact same lightning passes through the keyhole that the eyes are like, holy buckets, that came fast, and they don't get it.
Right.
I mean, that timing has to get there for, you know, everything that comes together for the offseason before it becomes next season, if you know what I mean. That timing has to get – Caitlin has to get that with the next round of people. I mean, you can tell the connection between
– Oh, absolutely. Now, these other O'Grady is going to get that chance now because all those passes are just going to be coming in practice. They're all coming to her.
Right.
In games, they're coming to her. I think she has the talent. She just has to work at it.
Well, and that's
going to be a cool
thing.
We always
talk about whether it's to a football analogy as well, whether it is there's something to be said for camp. It's your time that you spend with timing. With your quarterback to your receivers. You can't walk in at the last day of camp because you're really good and not have timing with your receivers. You've
right.
got to know what they're going to do, where they're going to be. I mean, same thing. It's that time is now with somebody else to figure out because, obviously, like I just said, Monica and Caitlin had the timing.
They did. It was they just knew what each other were doing. So now we are, we're a couple weeks still radio silent. In Ames
from the Finley camp, or from Iowa State women's basketball.
Women's basketball, it is really weird. And I mean, this is I look today.
Are you looking at me in this studio as we speak on these microphones? And are you telling me you haven't even heard any little birdies?
Not even
say
nothing.
A peep.
I mean, zero. I mean, and even all the people that we follow that are more in know there than what we are.
Okay.
Nothing.
We've been around a lot of different things from this standpoint with Ames. Is this the women's basketball program is putting this blanket over it to keep it in house to get it figured out, or is this being done by Jimmy Pollard?
It could be the fact that Jamie Pollard. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Jamie Pollard said, "Okay, here's what we're gonna do." We got a 30-day moratorium here. work it out.
Right.
And let's see where we're at.
Right.
I think he could sat everybody down, not together, but sat everybody down. Listen, we need to work through this.
it's one of those things. Here's your schedule. Right. Here's your time frame. I get involved on that day.
I get right here, and then I'm – because we've already done all this, and from the back channel that I had is all that happened really, really fast with nobody understanding except for the people that were involved.
Exactly.
And that worries people.
Yes.
When that happens. That means it didn't.
And how many players left? Seven?
I can't remember if it was six or seven, but it's in that number. And then
right.
You have to make sure that all the girls that were coming are still coming, because now that's a two-way mirror too. I was gonna say sword, and that's a horrible thing to say. Because they could go, okay, now maybe my playing time's different, especially guards that are coming. No Lexi Donarski. That means there's an open starting spot. So right. Maybe that excites you to come there. Or you go, holy cow, that's the reason I came here was
to play with her.
Of these individuals.
Right.
And now they're not here. I mean, that's the difficulty. And that's why I want the NCAA and I want everybody to learn that we have to get along, because that's the stuff we're talking about. Because, you know, even at our breakfast club, when the NIL guy was there,
Kyle Mertz was there
talking to us. Some of the people that probably don't watch as much or read as much as we do were like, well, yeah, these kids are getting paid an awful lot of money. I'm like, do you realize how much money these coaches are? These coaches, and I'm not blaming them, because there's the money out there to do that.
Right.
They're making money that was, when we were growing up, only people that ran extremely big companies right. made that kind of money.
Right.
And now it's different. But, you know, if all of this happens and you have this recruiting class coming up to Iowa State and they were recruited by this coaching staff, and then something happened and that coaching staff is gone, and you bring another coaching staff in, and everybody goes, well, she committed to the school. Okay, she's not with somebody from the school 24/7. She's with her basketball team and her basketball coach.
I was going to say.
It always so bothered me when they said that.
Right. And it's the school is not in the living room saying to the parents,
no,
your child will be with me, I will take care of them, and I will make them better. It's not the school saying that.
Not a thing.
99% of the time, it's the coach.
You know what the school does? They bill kids. That's what.
Well,
the
no,
school
but I mean,
does.
they give the education that goes with it.
Yes,
but it's the sway of it. It's the coach. It's called recruiting.
It's I totally agree with that. And I would be in total agreement at sometimes if it was egregious. And then I look at these two schools, or all four schools in this state. If you take a look at what these athletes do in our four schools, on top of everything they have to do for the schools on the sports side,
mm-hmm.
man, these kids are smart too. My mm-hmm. goodness. They're just, you never hear. When's the last time? The last time there was an Iowa Hawkeye basketball player that never went to class, and there was a couple of Iowa State football players that never went to class. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, besides that, you never hear a thing. You don't hear, well, he can't play tonight because
he's
academically ineligible.
Academically ineligible. Yeah.
It just didn't happen.
No.
And so we're special that way. But that's the thing that.
But I also think the support staff of the athletic department is you pretty much have somebody on. How's he doing? How's he doing? How's he doing?
Yes.
Falling behind. Get on him.
Yeah.
Or her. I mean, it's. You know, I mean, when you're on your own in college, for me, it was you are planning, you are budget, you are time, you are all these different things is on you. But then again, it was just me. I wasn't a scholarship ball player by any means.
Right.
And some of my decisions made when I was in my early 20s were not the smartest. So I can see the fact that you need a support system.
Yes.
Is
if somebody would have told me, hey, Gary, don't stay out till 2 o'clock in the morning and skip all your morning classes and then go, hey, I'm going to play basketball in the afternoon.
Who puts trigonometry at 11 o'clock on Fridays? That's
no
just
way.
Me.
No way. You listen to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're bringing your sports your way. Every day, plenty more to talk about. Scott and I will be back right after this break. AM 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at SteenOnSports, at ScottBrower_13, at 1700 the champ, and at HappyHour_SS, and Facebook is at 1700 the champ as well. You have the read.
Well, I just noticed this. You know what? For this actually surprises me. He's tied for 24th. Yeah. Phil's minus one.
Yeah.
That's better than I expected.
I know.
His mindset, I didn't even think he'd be doing it, but
yeah, I think he's going to be pretty happy with minus one.
Right. All right. First read of the day, and most days when I do the read, it's Northwest Bank. Commitments you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. No locations in West Des Moines, two in Ankeny, one in Ames, three locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the top workplace award for the eighth year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC. Easy for me to say.
Okay.
Evidently.
So I have to tell you this one, too. And this
fire away.
This one actually affects both of us. And I mean, you're a huge Miami Dolphin fan.
Sure.
I like the Kansas City Chiefs because I can't stand my Baltimore Ravens right now, so I got to find something to do.
Okay.
But I like Patrick Mahomes, and I like
Patty Mahomes. You betcha. Travis Kelce.
Okay, so take a step back, and we'll come back to that about Patrick Mahomes. I heard some stuff today, and I just Tyreek Hill. If his issues that he had, I remember the first when I first was in here, and I'm sitting here with Wolfgang, except for we're opposite. I'm sitting where you are. You're Wolfgang sitting over here.
Oh yeah, because he ran the board.
We are glowingly talking about Tyreek Hill. Boom, 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 boom. So cool. Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch Holtis. All that, and it's like the second time we've called Mitch Holtis. And we're like, Mitch, yep, good to talk to you. Got all this. And Tyreek Hill, and he goes, guys, can't talk about Tyreek Hill. Okay. You know, that's when Tyreek Hill got in trouble.
Right.
And then your things change. And I'm like, you know, Tyreek Hill's Tyreek Hill. Goes to Miami, helped Tua out. I mean, he had a really good year, had a great year. Was actually
he and Waddle actually both had good years.
He was actually like a leader with Jalen Waddle, which totally surprised me.
Right.
Then he's like, yeah, when you see me. So he's coming back. They play in Kansas City this year.
The date has not been announced, but he will be in Kansas City in 2022.
When you see my earrings or you see all my stuff and blah, blah. And he starts just hammering on Kansas City today.
Right.
And I'm like, Tyreek, you're – okay, no, I'm wrong. You don't know better.
Well,
you don't have that gene. I'm okay with it.
Okay, the other thing that I noticed with his comments today is, and the way he's saying it, I'm going to retire when my contract is up in 2025 from Miami.
Right.
Like, you guys did me wrong, so I am going to retire as a Dolphin and not accept or acknowledge my Kansas City
And I'm even
years.
Okay with that, the did you wrong. But that's when these football, or these just athletes in general, sometimes they think so differently, and they have to, because in order to do their craft, they have to think innerly, you know, mm-hmm. So they have to be selfish, and I get all that. But you have to remember, dude, you put them in a really bad spot. I mean, you were suspended for a few games. You put them in a really bad spot.
Totally aware of that.
They totally, you know, so when they're thinking, well, we can get rid of Tyreek Hill and we can get this for him and we don't have to pay him.
It was something that the Miami Dolphins needed.
It wasn't something that the Kansas City Chiefs needed. And so it was just, I'm going to give you this problem.
Okay. I got two angles on that. It was one of the things that they said was for Kansas City, it was addition through subtraction.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Not good in the clip.
Right. Who's the head coach of Kansas City?
Andy Reid.
Age, late 60s?
Mm-hmm.
Around 70,
and everybody in that, well, except for now that some of the top parts
I can hear him saying, this is just me just saying it, my opinion 100%, I'm tired, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, coach Miami, not late 60s,
no,
you know,
same
Mike McDaniel hip, blah blah blah,
everything that people are saying about Mike McDaniel is Tyreek Hill. Except for the whole beating up my girlfriend.
It's right, exactly. But it's like, all right, you are who you are. Here's what I need out of you. Here's the deal. You keep your nose clean, and I'm going to feed on you,
yep.
Okay? But it's so it was a new start. I understand your past, blah, blah, blah. Here's my set of rules. We can do better things, and I think the fact that with his promotion of being Tyreek Hill, the Cheetah, you know, getting with Waddle, immediately we knew when it's, oh my gosh, Tua is better than, he throws a better ball than Mahomes ever did. Oh, come on. I mean, it was all, but again, these guys are at a whole different level of self-promotion of, I got to do something. It's been 3 days. What's going to be a click? He is on a click barrage right
yep.
now
click
of,
count.
I'm going to say this. Count. Okay, they're going to click on me today. Today's this. I mean, he is keeping Tyreek Hill, the brand, in as much as, you know what, it's been 7 days. We haven't heard. Oh, yes, we have. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to the Jets, he's probably going to the 49ers. Okay. If he had wings, he'd fly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certain things have to be in the news.
It's not sexy, right, to say, well, if he doesn't go to the New York Jets, he's going to retire. I mean, that's not sexy.
No.
I get that.
Headlines are created for a reason to so that you go and then you move to the next and then somebody can bill you because of the clicks.
Right. No,
it's the way it works, but it's interesting that we have to be talking about where he used to be, and I hate the thought of it. I hate the thought of it when he goes to Kansas City, that now you just gave a half a year's, if not, you know, 6 months worth of bulletin board that you're going to have Kelce and you're
right.
going to have Mahomes and they are going to, and yet, but I mean, you've got, you know, Xavier Howard and you've got Jalen Ramsey coming over. I mean, you're going to have two of the best corners. You've got a lot of positives that are happening
you
in
do.
Miami, but that's also going to make it better for Kansas City if they put a beat down on them in Arrowhead.
The thing that Tyreek has to understand to pick a fight with a defensive back or pick a fight with a running back. He picked
Don't
it
pick
with
a fight.
Frank Clark.
Right. And he also picked it with the town.
Yeah, the town too. But you don't smack talk Frank Clark.
Yeah, I know.
Because Frank Clark's going to go, hey, I'm going to pretend like I'm rushing the passer, and I'm going to clothesline Tyreek Hill.
All right. So since we're in this little NFL boat we're talking about, Maggie and Perloff before us, we were listening to before we were on a show, and they were talking about and running some audio of Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Cam, buddy, come on.
I know.
He keeps spouting off that he's better than some of the starting quarterbacks and all these different things. And then he gives his blessing list, if you will. Now, here's the five. I mean, I think I would love to be a backup for, you know, first of all, Deshaun Watson. Okay. Yeah, I get it, but I don't really think he fits that they would need Cam. I mean, do you think Cam Newton's going to be backup for anybody?
He doesn't want that. His time is gone because he's the one thing that you can't. He was a running quarterback that was big, who's been hurt, and he still thinks he's a running quarterback. But he doesn't run any faster than you and I do. So
okay, you put okay. I understand what you were saying with that, but that just, you know, that hurts sometimes. And then the second
okay,
one was
we
Lamar.
Might be faster than
Lamar.
You.
Lamar didn't even know where he's going. Doesn't even know the system. He's not going to be in Baltimore.
I don't think he's going to be in Baltimore either.
Justin Fields was the third one.
And see, I wouldn't do that because I don't consistently think on a football field that Cam Newton is a good role model. I think he is off the field. I think he's amazing off the field, actually. I think he helps a lot of people because he's flamboyant and he does
right,
different
exactly.
things. I just don't know how good of a leader he is on the football field.
Okay. And then his last two in his top five were Tua and then Malik Willis.
Yeah. Now, Malik Willis could be a little bit different. Tua's not Cam. Tua doesn't want to run, and nobody in the world, if you're a Miami Dolphin fan, wants him to run. They want him, as soon as somebody big comes at him, lay down. Go down.
Exactly. Don't bounce your head.
Don't hit
just
your head anywhere.
Down. Exactly.
I mean, if he sneezes hard, people are going to go, oh, my God, he's got a concussion.
Right. You don't even know where your quarterback's going, so you can just lay off, all right? But no, it's to me, this is, again, this is Cam Newton making sure his flame is still burning.
Now, four weeks into the season, and I lose a quarterback,
yes,
like some a Deshaun Watson or somebody like that, I'm looking at Cam. I'm not bringing him in, having him sit there and bitch and moan that
right,
he's not getting reps in practice. That doesn't help me.
Right.
But when I lose somebody.
Him, his own camp and himself create a quarterback controversy,
right,
where there isn't one.
Exactly.
So,
and,
yeah,
and that's what it is. It's self-promotion.
And, right.
And he's really, really
he's
good
trying
at
to
it.
Hang, well, he... The Cam Newton brand was really, really big for quite a while, and it's losing traction. He's trying to hold on to the Cam Newton brand.
And to be really honest, even during the year, if I'm a San Francisco, or I'm a let's even say the Dallas Cowboys, if it happens again, or somebody like that, Cam Newton's not the first person I'm calling. You know who I'm calling? I'm calling Tom Brady. Hey, I know you said you didn't want to play. I just lost my quarterback, and I have a really good football team. And I think I can work your offense because you can go in the huddle and you can go here, 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 and I'll
right,
let you go.
Right.
And they're not taking Cam
then
Newton.
Then he's got to ask his daughter if the kitty is litter good, trained. And then, he doesn't have to ask permission of anybody. He can do whatever he wants. So
that's such a weird thing, too. I oh, man.
He's okay. Really?
He's
really,
a different. He's a
you're
different.
You're looking
cat
at me right now. Do you think you are going to see Tom Brady on a field wearing shoulder pads and a helmet? Sorry. I mean, I guess he could, you know, prance around however
if
he wants.
If you ask me that right this very minute, no. If you ask me 8 weeks from now and somebody gets hurt and they don't have a good quarterback, I think he gets calls. That doesn't mean that he goes. I
no,
agree with you.
And I think it's we heard the same thing out of when Drew Brees went to the – when he retired, I got calls.
The problem with Drew Brees is he couldn't lift his arm up over his shoulder.
But it was good to be asked.
Right.
Okay. It makes you feel good.
Tom Brady retired before, and he was only 3 years younger than he is now, and he hadn't been throwing. And they're like, hey.
I know.
No, but he's the thing that he did that he knows now that he's never going to be able to get to do it again is he went down there. And he thought, I can control Bruce Arians. And even though they won a Super Bowl, Bruce Arians wasn't happy because he wasn't getting credit for the Super Bowl. So he made Tom Brady's life hell. And he's like, boy, I didn't come back for this. But and then Gronk not coming back with him that
right,
that time is, yeah. Do I think he wants to? No. Does he need the money? Absolutely not.
No.
I'm sure that during this divorce, he got paid a lot of money because he didn't have to pay any money to her. She probably had to pay money to him.
Mm, I bet you there was some good lawyering that you go this way, you go that way.
I don't know. That's she's got extra little zeros at the end.
Yeah.
She's a billionaire. He's a
her new little boyfriend is also a billionaire.
Yeah, that's
wonder who picks up that tab. But anyway, I don't think we're going to see Cam Newton.
No, I don't.
I don't think we're going to see Tom Brady.
His time is done. The New York Jets today brought in Tim Boyle, the backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, to Aaron Rodgers last year because he knows Nathaniel Hackett. So Nathaniel Hackett gets more praise and glory for someone who can't coach that I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, everybody's like, well, he had to be a good offensive coordinator. He had Aaron Rodgers. Do you really think that Aaron Rodgers listened to anybody? It's no different
That's
than
true.
Tom Brady didn't
That's
listen
true.
To anybody either. It's not the way they act.
Well,
and Patrick Mahomes, I love me some Andy Reid.
Yes. Well, and he does. I think there is something to that relationship.
That's because Andy Reid buys into Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick
right.
Mahomes buys into Andy Reid. That's
and Andy
Tom
Reid creates something around what
yeah.
Patrick Mahomes does.
He's going to get me a thing so I can throw behind my back. That's
right.
the
they're working on it. Yeah. They're working on it. I know.
I
that.
Mean, that's the thing that Tom Brady hated when he was in New England, and what he hated in Tampa Bay. And he's just like, I can't do it anymore. I mean, I'm winning all these guys Super Bowls. And they're taking all of the credit. And it's just like, wow. I think that's what made him mad. I think that's what made him mad in New England. And I'm glad somebody, and it's not just somebody, it's almost 90% of the so quote unquote great thinkers and on all these radio stations and TV shows are going, you know, maybe it wasn't Bill Belichick. Because what's Bill Belichick done since Tom Brady's not there? He's one game under 500.
Yeah.
He hasn't won a playoff game.
I don't think he cares.
I don't think he cares.
I think he's past that point. I think he's...
Another question, please.
Very good. That was very good. Very good.
It's easy that way, right? So, but, no, I agree. I'm not the hugest Tom Brady fan, and I'm definitely not the huge...
Well, I was surprised.
My God, they were good together.
Yes, they were. I'm surprised the amount of air that Cam Newton got today. But anyway.
Yeah, it is a lot. I agree with you. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We'll be back right after this break. Happy Thursday, everybody. Last segment of this first hour already. They're flying by. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at HappyHour_SS, at Steen on Sports, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. This next segment is going to be brought to you by, is that me? Or is that you?
No, that's...
that's got to be...
I understand what the mute button is on my electronics.
Thank you. That's
all you, buddy.
That's me. I didn't even know I had that open. So there you go.
All right. So
there it is. There it is. Okay. This is my first time engineering.
You know what? You're doing good.
You're
doing well.
Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, more intelligent than me, provides designs, engineers, installs programs and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security, located in Ankeny, Iowa. Go to woodmancontrols.com. You can check out everything about the company, but you also can look at various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company that is getting pretty darn big. So it's great stuff. It makes my life easy.
We are going to jump to St. Paul, Minnesota.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's where the iCubs are. Guess how warm it is up there right now.
I would think 29 degrees.
No, it's 37 and sunny. And are undefeated. Yes, they're playing. They are in the...
Nothing like playing a baseball game in 37-degree weather.
Yeah, it's the top of the fifth, and our undefeated Iowa Cubs are tied with St. Paul 3-3. So
awesome. Okay, so I pulled out a couple of segments today. So this one I want to talk about a little bit. We're gonna talk a little bit about some baseball movies. You get to keep three, and you got to throw the rest of them away forever.
Ooh, okay.
And then we are in...
See, there's one a lot of baseball
maybe
movies. Where are you going?
A couple of segments. We'll go back and do some more numbering from Mike Greenberg and Himbo, and their Got Your Number. So
from his book, yes, recently released.
So you can pick three. And it's going to be, so I'm going to read them all, and then we can kind of go down a column or something. So I was kind of thinking you could pick one from each column, but we'll see how this goes. All right, you ready?
How many is there?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 16.
Good. Baseball movies?
Yep.
Good Lord.
You ready?
Okay. Yeah, fire away.
Okay, so first one is Babe. I have no idea. Babe Ruth.
It's Babe the Pig. Of course it's Babe Ruth. Okay.
It's John Goodman. It looks like John Goodman.
Yes.
The second is 42. The third is...
That's Jackie Robinson. Story. But that's the guy that was... He passed away. That was T'Challa from Wakanda.
Yeah. He's Black Panther.
Yeah. Right. Passed away. But yes. No, it was a great movie. Actually... The owner of the team was Harrison Ford. That's a great movie.
It is a great
movie. I'm going to put a star next to that.
A League of Their Own. I can't see. That's the Tom Hanks movie, right?
Well, it's Gina Davis.
Yep, Gina Davis was
Dottie,
great.
Absolutely.
And the fourth one in this group was The Sandlot. The next grouping is Little Big League. I've never seen it.
Little Big League, yeah.
Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
Eight Men Out and The Natural.
Okay.
Next up, The Rookie.
That one is
with Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Who's the Florida Marlins pitcher.
Right, but he was
the
high school
baseball coach that didn't have a field. And,
and he threw.
They had to do rain dances to get grass.
Right.
Jimmy goes, ram, damn.
There you go. Right.
61.
Okay.
Major League.
Oh.
And Moneyball.
I got to go Moneyball out of that group.
That's a tough row there.
There's Major League is a good, fun movie. But Moneyball is a stopper. Yeah. If I'm going through, actually, what is it? Jonah Hill, his supporting role in that. My goodness, that's a good movie.
But half of Jonah Hill would have been much worse. So right. You get the full Jonah Hill,
right? And it was, and that's the Billy Bean story.
Yep,
with a
very tilted view, but it's still a really good baseball movie. The tilted view being that in order to do what those two guys were doing, which they had to do with a little bit of money. A little bit of money.
Right.
Is they had four of the best pitchers in the American League that year. It was the reason they won a lot of baseball games.
But it gives the groundwork of analytics.
Exactly. And that's why he got job offers from the Boston Red Sox during that, because they needed something to help change them. And even though they didn't hire him, they hired a protege of him and got the same thing and got a couple of World Series. So I thought I watch it once a month, and at least once.
And the funny thing is the narrator in Sandlot, that is the Scotty character or whatever,
right,
that grows up, is the owner for Boston that offers you a job in.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. Moneyball.
Bad News Bears with Walter Matthau.
Oh, good Lord.
This is another tough one.
Well, I'm telling you this. To watch that movie right now is almost as uncomfortable as watching Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
Both cinematic wonders of their time,
but you can't do the stuff you did. Yeah,
that's whoo.
See that now. Here's the two for me, because these are
holy man.
These are two Kevin Costner, and they put them right next to each other. Field of Dreams,
yeah,
and Bull Durham.
I almost lean more towards Bull Durham.
I do too. So
it's as a movie and as the.
So we're gonna do this. Let's do it. One, I don't care if we do it 1-4 or 4-1. I don't care.
Where's For Love of the Game?
It wasn't on here.
It wasn't on there?
Nope.
Does how's Kelly Preston say that? Is no one American here? Does no one like baseball? But anyway, another great, great baseball movie.
See, I'm struggling because
I think 42 is great. I love the actors in the movie 42.
I did too. I like the storyline. I love 61 as well.
The League of Their Own was
amazing.
It was a entertaining movie. If we're talking about baseball movies, Moneyball is right at the top for me.
Yep.
Man.
Oh, it says we could only pick three. I thought we could pick four.
What was the one? His rookie. Rookie of the Year, if I remember right, was the one where it's Henley Roland Gardner or whatever it was.
The kid hurt his arm.
And it's got Busey.
Yes.
Busey in it as the pitcher. He falls and he breaks his arm, and then he can throw a 92 mile an hour. The names in that movie. Rosenbagger, Roland. Oh my gosh. That's good. He was actually at
iCubs.
He was at the iCubs, and when there's not paraphernalia. Memorabilia. Sorry,
Randy. He didn't mean that.
No. When
it's paraphernalia night.
No.
There we go.
When there's memorabilia shows that come around, he's one of them that does that as well.
Okay.
So it was Hamilton from Sandlot was recently in town too.
Ah.
Yes.
So I have two that I have to have, and that's Moneyball and Bull Durham. I have to have those two.
Yes, I agree.
And then I gravitate towards 42,
yep,
and then I'm dealing between The Rookie and 61, because I will get chastised. I'm not a huge Field of Dreams guy. I mean, I like the movie.
It's a good.
It's a good movie. It didn't move me like I thought it would.
Okay, what was the one after Major League? Major League and what?
Well, Major League was Moneyball.
Was in the same column as Moneyball.
Yeah.
So I'm going Moneyball on that one. 42, Moneyball.
So man, you're missing Little Big League, Rookie of the Year, Aitman out.
Little Big League's good, too. Little Big League's one where his grandpa passed away and gives him the Minnesota Twins.
Yes.
That's a good movie, too.
It is a good movie. The Natural's a really good movie, too.
Basketball's not on there? I mean, that's a really good movie,
it's
too.
It's a baseball movie.
Kind of.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, how many times have you watched that movie?
Too many. Too many. It was a go-to for the boys growing up, trust me. Have you seen the basketball DVD? Had to buy another one because we couldn't find it. So yeah, that was
okay. That's really
absolutely
funny.
That's the guys from South Park.
If I had to pick one, I think I would pick Moneyball too because I watch Moneyball all the time.
It's a remote stopper for me. It doesn't matter when, where, whatever.
If you're going through even commercial,
yes,
you'll stop and
you're
watch.
Like, oh, there it is. There it is.
With Bull Durham really close because Kevin Costner was really good in Bull Durham.
Man, I can't believe they don't have
and Tim Robbins
for Love of the Game.
Luke Lelouch.
Luke, then yeah, exactly.
A lot of these. So this Luke was Lelouch. The person that put this on. His name was Jake Voss, and Jake did A League of Their Own, Major League, and Moneyball. I mean, I you can't.
Well, it's again Moneyball. Excuse me, A League of Their Own was a good movie. Great actors and actresses. It was a good movie.
You know why I can't watch Sandlot as much?
Why?
Because that's all my kids watched was Sandlot.
Well, see, no, I've seen Rookie of the Year and League of Their Own. And
you're talking to a guy who watches movies over and over and over.
We had a DVD player in a vehicle. We watched it so much. Okay? Yeah,
there you go. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're glad you're in. First hour over. Second hour coming up. We got a ton of stuff to talk about. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Be right back.